In Iraq, the armed insurgency continues to be a deadly force. U.S. intelligence has few details on the Iraqi underground, which targets U.S. soldiers and Iraqi civilians almost every day. This week, the New York Times reported a trio of Saddam Hussein's cousins are smuggling money, weapons, and fighters into Iraq from Jordan and Syria. Now one of those named by the Times is speaking out. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Amman, Jordan.
Izzedine El-Majid, a lanky 44-year-old with a short salt-and-pepper beard, says he broke off all contacts with Saddam loyalists years ago. El-Majid, once an aide to the Iraqi dictator, fled to Jordan in 1995 with his wife and children. He now lives in England after the British government granted him political asylum 4 years ago. Despite recent reports, he dismisses claims he's funding the insurgency inside Iraq.
This is not the truth. This is wrong. The Americans know where I live, how much money I have, and they know my movements and the movements of my money.
Izzedine El-Majid has had extensive contacts with American officials ever since he defected to Jordan with a group of Iraqis that included his brother-in-law, Hussein Kamel. Their arrival in 1995 was a big break for Western intelligence agencies because Kamel was the head of Saddam's illicit weapons program, and he was talking. However, after a year in Jordan, Saddam lured Kamel back to Iraq, assuring safety if he brought home all the defectors. On the night of his departure, Kamel forced the group at gunpoint to accompany him to Baghdad, according to a Jordanian official who pleaded with them not to go, warning them that Saddam would kill them. Izzedine El-Majid was out of town, but he talked to his wife and children by cell phone. He begged them not to go back to Baghdad. Within a week, Hussein Kamel was dead, and so was Al-Majid's wife and children, killed by Saddam's secret police in Baghdad. El-Majid shudders when he recounts the events and says it is now inconceivable he could support any group still loyal to Saddam. Since the fall of the regime, he says he's been in and out of Iraq because he's the publisher of a newspaper in Baghdad and the head of a new political party.
We're trying to tell people they can get their rights in a civilized way. We have put violence away. We don't speak with bullets.
El-Majid claims the popularity of his political party is the reason an Iraqi government official accused him of funding the resistance.
They're worried about any party that's in competition with them. They found that the best way to shut me down was by labeling me as funding the resistance. I believe that someday the truth will come out.
Western diplomatic sources in Jordan say the charges did not come from them. They carefully monitor Jordanian banks and say there is no evidence that money is moving through Jordan to arm underground cells in Iraq. One Western analyst here said the accusations against El-Majid don't add up. U.S. authorities may believe the charges of an Iraqi government official because they have no sources of their own inside the country. Jordan's foreign minister, Marwan Muasher, was also surprised by the accusations.
We have no knowledge that this is going on, and we certainly will investigate. And if it proves to be true, we will take action. The old regime, as far as Jordan is concerned, is out. We have every intention of supporting the new regime.
Izzedine El-Majid says he supports the new regime too, but not without criticism. Iraq is in danger, says Saddam's ex-aide. With the forcefulness of a politician, he says there is no security in Iraq. Religious fundamentalism is bad for the country. His voice has the authoritative ring of his older cousin, Saddam Hussein. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Amman, Jordan.